Hello and welcome back to another episode of Cannabis Insider. If you're a regular, you know the drill. If it's your first time, I'm Pato Little and with me is Avi Higginbotham. And today we are excited to dive into a topic that touches actually the backbone of the cannabis industry, logistics and security. Right, Avi?
That's right, Pato. We're thrilled to have Ari Raftus with us today. We'll have him explain a little bit more about what he does, but he is at the forefront of the cannabis transportation, ensuring from everything from products to payments, kind of move safely and efficiently. So let's get into it.
All right. Ari, welcome. How are you?
Hello, Pato. Hello, Abby. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to have you on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. And okay, let's start with the basics. Could you tell us a little bit about you and maybe describe the ranges of services that Delaria provides to the cannabis industry?
Of course. Yeah. Thank you. I'm a serial entrepreneur, seasoned entrepreneur, named 40 under 40 by Marijuana Ventures at age 29. So I take pride in the cannabis industry and providing that infrastructure, what we've built across three different platforms. And those platforms are Tellaria, which is our product distribution business, where we offer 3PL service for cultivators to get the product movement to the dispensaries. Our National Secure Transport brand, where we help facilitate the cash movement in the industry, where we facilitate the movement for the dispensary into the banking platform. So we contract with financial institutions across the country that bank cannabis. And we are the leader in the cannabis industry to help that money movement to get into the banking system. So our customers can pay their rent by ACH. They can pay their utilities bills by check. So we provide that infrastructure there. We also have a ATM and a cashless ATM arm underneath National Secure Transport. And lastly, the third company that we call it the trifecta is our MeliGo. It's our home delivery company where we facilitate the movement from the dispensary to the end consumer. If you think about us from a holistic standpoint and you take a step back, we provide that invisible infrastructure of the cannabis industry. We help product move. We help cash move. And we're always behind the scenes. We're the wheels that keep the cannabis companies moving and pushing and growing so they can continue to grow as well. And we like to say that we're a fully vertical in the supply chain of logistics from seed, where they grow it out, to all the way to the end consumer. Connecting the dots between the two is our goal and our mission along the way.
And here. Because of that, we're so happy to have you on. We want to show our audience every step of the way and, you know, just how the cannabis industry works. So building on that, though, kind of I want to go into what inspired you to kind of to start. Let's focus on Tellaria and kind of how your background maybe influenced the approach and how this was built.
Of course. I feel like I became a serial entrepreneur when I was 8 years old, just seeing my father being an immigrant in this country and coming here and starting his own business. And we were in the restaurant hospitality business and I was there bussing tables and I was working it. And I feel like that grit was instilled at that early age. And throughout my years, I grew up seeing my father continue to grow and he would bring me around to his business meetings. I would always be a sponge. I would just always be quiet and just retain. And it took me till I was about 27 years old when I started Tellaria to actually stick my own flag in the ground and become that serial entrepreneur and start a business. And we entered Tellaria. We entered the business in Pennsylvania, where I'm locally from, when the state allowed cannabis operators to open up from a wholesale side to a retail side. And as you know, in Pennsylvania, it's one of the tightly controlled programs in the country. And we were able to find our niche inside of this tightly controlled program and continue to grow within that and provide a value-added service along the way. And it's a blessing. And the kind of the story on how we got there was as an entrepreneur, I came up with the idea and I said, hey, this could be an option. So I created a business plan. I created a website. I hired a few retired police officers. That's all our employees are, all retired police officers, and rented a vehicle. And we drove around to the 13 potential cultivators in Pennsylvania, knocking on everyone's door saying, hey, this is what we could do. Hey, this is the team member that will be driving. This is the vehicle. We could do this for you. You know, we went to 12 out of 13 and they all said no. They said, hey, we're okay. Thank you. We got to the last one. It was out in Pittsburgh, and the 13th one said yes. And from there, it was history.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for going into that. I think a big takeaway that I hear from that, you know, I'm approaching 27 as well, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you're so successful. I'm like, I need to catch up. Oh, my goodness. But thank you for going into detail on that.
Well, Abby, I listen to this channel a lot, so you guys are doing a great job. So
Thank you for that. And well, actually, since from my understanding, Telaria was founded in 2017, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so since that moment, well, your company has expanded to 27 states, and well, given the current challenges of the regulatory frameworks in the cannabis industry, how does Telaria ensure compliance across different states?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We had to build out a full license and compliance team that stays apprised of new regulations that are coming out, new states that are actually coming on board, and making sure that we're staying on the forefront of new regulations as they are produced. And not only that, we have a lobbying team that actually helps us provide insight as new states come on. We're on the forefront providing that level of security and transportation along the board. And from a state compliance perspective, we provide very valuable insights when a new state wants to come out and produce a new regulation, a new law. They'll turn to us as kind of industry experts and leaders inside that industry, mainly because of the expertise of us doing it for the past 7 years. It's 7 years in the cannabis industry are multiple decades in any other type of industry on how fast paced everything moves. Yeah. Along with that, those years that we put in, and along with the team members that we hire, the retired police officers, and putting our best foot forward there, we're one of the leaders in this space in providing insight along with that compliance and licensing.
Thank you.
And, you know, I want to, a lot of our questions go in the nitty gritty. So even if you bring it up, I kind of want to, you know, break it down a little bit more. So with such a broad operation, how does a company kind of handle the complexities of transporting cannabis products that require, this is so specific, but such specific temperature controls?
Yeah, it all comes down to our software and our logistics and how we tie in temperature controls inside the vehicle into our logistics platform. So you don't see it, but on the other side of me, I have a huge, big TV screen that has all our vehicles and multiple TV screens that have all our vehicles and temperature sensors and where they're at. And it's all feeding in, but it's our in-house software and technology that helps us track our product movement in transit, and providing that systematic checks allows us to kind of stay apprised of that, make sure that the temperature controls are there, that even when we're also delivering the respective product, we'll have dual signatures to ensure the product is transported in a compliant and safe way as well. And seriously, the temperature control provides that, preserves the integrity of the product as well, which we truly want to enhance.
I know it's such a specific question. I just like getting in the nitty gritty and the behind the scenes. I'm a little nerdy about the tech of it too. So we might ask a few questions, more questions about that.
Of course.
Yes. And actually, well, you were just sharing about the temperature controls and the technology around it. Could you share how the security protocols at Telaria go beyond standard measures to ensure safety of the products and cash you transport?
Of course. And the first safety measure comes down to the team members that you hire and the background check. So starting off from that front, where we hire only retired police officers to move product and move product securely, we focus on making sure we hire the right team members first. So who's delivering the product, who's moving the product, are known entities that have passed the background check, that have worked 25 years in the law enforcement career. And from a a crime perspective, making sure that we stay away from crime. 65% of crimes happen from an inside job, happen from an interior source. So we like to say we cut that 65% of that aspect out by hiring the right people to start. The other 35% is where our checks, our compliance, our vehicle checks, our morning roll calls that we do, our logistics, our software. We have a software in our vehicles that track any sudden movements, if any hard brakes, if we have push buttons inside the car, God forbid something happens, we're on top of it. We're compliant. We see it. Not only that, our vehicles also have about 8 cameras all around that are monitored by our team on a daily basis. So we have a control center, and our team see what the drivers see. They see the driver's cockpit. They see the cargo hold. They see everything around the car. So that's how we fix that other 30-40% opposed from that the initial 60. So we like to say that we like to cross our I's and dot our T's a few times.
Very precise. And
yeah,
I want to kind of get into, and you might have already answered this, but let's talk a little bit more is let's move into focusing on national secure transport or in ST. So they use smart safes and can process directly to the Federal Reserve, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yes. And so how do these capabilities kind of enhance the security, the effectiveness of kind of handling cash handling services?
Yeah, so from the smart safe aspect is it's something that has really come into fruition in the past maybe 2-3 years in the cannabis industry, and it provides such a value add, one for the dispensary and one for the financial institution. What a smart safe is a pretty much, if you think about a hard, like a regular safe that you open up the door and you put your money in, This is like a vending machine reader that you just you put dollar bills in or $100 bills in, and the currency is read into a software that's transmitted into our software, and the dispensary is able to deposit the cash on a daily basis into that respective smart safe, which we then pick up on a weekly basis. But the lucrative aspect about the smart safe for the dispensary is that they're able to they're able to receive real-time credit on that smart safe. So the $1,000 that they might put into that smart safe on a daily basis, they'll be able to see it into their bank account the following day. Where today it would take probably a week for a cash deposit to be picked up and put into their bank account. So they're able to see real-time credit, faster access to capital, where if you're a dispenser group of 10, and your weekly deposit at each dispensary is $100,000. You have about $1 million of cash just sitting idle in the bottom of the safe if you don't have a smart safe. Right. So installing smart safes at your locations, which we do here at National Secure Transport, where we're a preferred distributor for smart safes and we service smart safes, is that we provide that asset to them where they can tie up that dead capital they have sitting at the bottom of their safe, and they can turn that into working capital. And as this industry is evolving and growing, working capital is big. Where a dispensary can't go to a traditional bank and get traditional financing, the cash that they have on hand is lucrative and something that's needed in their bank account to make payroll and expand their growth. And at National Secure Transport, where we're a distributor, we're able to install these and provide that access.
Very super clear. And staying a little bit on security, you briefly mentioned that this already, but you say that you work with former law enforcement nations. So I wanted to ask you, why is their expertise valued compared to, for example, other security, or other security staff that could work in Tularia?
Yeah. Why the retired police officer more valued?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It comes down to their lifelong regimen integrity that they've adopted. And we only hired gentlemen that have retired in good standing after 20 to 25 years and have looked to form a second career. And what I tell all our employees is that we thank you for your service. We thank you for being a police officer. Treat this as your second career. So please, whether work full-time or part-time, we want to be able to offer flexible employment for retired law enforcement after they retire, and provide an amazing job, which it was pretty similar to what they were doing when they were on the police force, riding around with a partner in the vehicle, riding around and delivering items, seeing products, seeing items, making sure that items are moved securely as well. So,
super clear. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you for going into that. But this one question I've wanted to know the most is, as more states potentially legalize cannabis, what challenges and opportunities do you kind of foresee in cannabis logistics moving forward? Obviously, this affects you all as well.
Of course. So on two fronts. So on the Tularia side, where we're becoming a product distributor, it's having the states adopt that distributor license and adopting that distributor model, which some states have adopted, for example, like New Jersey, and where other states like Pennsylvania, where we're lobbying and say, hey, it is more effective, more cost effective to lower the patient's medicine if you can centrally warehouse the product. So for in Tularia's side, where we deliver in, let's say, Pennsylvania, where we move 60% of the product in Pennsylvania today, we're driving from one cultivator on one side of the state all the way to the other side of the state. It takes 14 hours to do, opposed from having a central distribution hub, which is needed, which is common in any other industry where you're in the beer, the liquor, the pharmaceuticals. Every industry has that distribution hub. So as more states expand, those are the challenges of adopting new regulation to make sure that it's more efficient. And we're growing into the 21st century, where today there's a lot of laws and infrastructure that was kind of, in my opinion, I call it the Stone Age. And what we try and do with Tularia is bring it to the 21st century and provide infrastructure, provide software, provide logistics across the platform to be able to bring us into this new age. From the cash in transit side, new states are coming on. So it's for us, it's more about being able to help educate the new dispensaries, the new cultivators that are now newly getting their license on. These are the banks that we can introduce you to. These are the banks that offer these types of services. Here is what an ATM can do, a cashless ATM, and helping them get off the ground running, providing their initial change order so they can actually have cash in the store, so they can receive goods and pay and they can give out change for it, right? So we're an industry leader across the platform in educating the customer and providing great analytics for the state to say, hey, these are value adds that would be great for the state. We'll add more efficiencies to the state, to add more compliance to the state. So we're very well-rounded. We've been doing it for a number of years, and we're in 27 states, and we're excited to keep on growing.
Absolutely. Now, it's a crucial role in today's cannabis industry, especially being so cash-centric and also with all the hurdles that still, I don't know, around the industry being rescheduling, not happening yet. So.
The industry. Yeah, no. Yeah. You mentioned this earlier, 7 years, it speeds by, or it feels like, more so, it feels like decades. Some say the industry is volatile. So, thank you for going into detail on that.
I want to ask you something now, I mean, more into the future. So can you tell us about any upcoming projects or expansions for Tularia, or maybe what should our listeners keep an eye out for?
Thank you for that. And then a couple aspects from the Tularia side, we're expanded into that distribution model. So we're going to be able to help facilitate brand movement in the states that we're operating in, where the industry today is a very fragmented industry, where a brand like the Coca-Cola of cannabis that might be in New York might not be able to penetrate another state and become a national brand. So our goal as a distributor, as we enter multiple markets, is to be able to help facilitate that brand movement in an agnostic way, where we're not tied to one specific brand and we white label other brands. Every brand underneath our banner is part of our family and treated equally. So taking a brand in and saying, hey, we're going to distribute your product in the state, and we're going to be your product movement, it is our core goal. And having that agnostic view and looking at, hey, you have an amazing brand, let's help penetrate multiple markets. So our goal is to continue to grow our product distribution business across multiple states as state legislation passes. We're doing that in New Jersey, and we're excited for that project to come up and launch in New Jersey in the next couple of months. From the Melly Go side, where we offer home delivery and that dispensary to the final patient, where we have great expansion plans this year, and it's a need. And it's a need mainly because the industry is, again, stuck in the Stone Age, in that time where there aren't operators to actually operate on a national footprint that can turn to an MSO, where we work with about 85% of the MSOs, and where you can't turn to an MSO saying, hey, I could do this for you in all your states. I could be your one service provider. So this year, we're currently operational in Utah with Melly Go. This year, we're expanding to Missouri, Maryland, New Jersey, and New York. And we're excited to expand into these multiple markets and really, as I say, knock it out of the park.
Well, fantastic. I'm in Missouri and I've seen just every aspect of the industry grow here as it's been legalized within the last year. So fascinating to see you guys branch out to the state as well. But final question for you. You know, for those who are interested in learning more about, you know, every aspect of what we talked about today and more about your companies, where could they find more information?
Yeah. So Talaria.com, TALARIA.com, and or NationalSecureTransport.com for anything related to cash in transit, and MellyGo.com for home delivery. So feel free to look at our website. We love getting inquiries all the time, and we're super responsive for anyone that pings us. So we're excited to see this industry grow and be a vital asset with expertise and infrastructure to help watch it grow.
Fantastic.
Definitely. Adi, it's been really illuminating to hear about the complexities of cannabis logistics from someone leading the charge. So thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've absolutely loved having you on. Please come on again. But until next time.
Pato, Abby, thank you very much.
Of course.
Have a good one. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Bitsinga Cannabis Insider. We just spoke with Ari from Talaria, who shared his experience on the cannabis logistics and security. So you can check out their website to find out more information. And for more updates on cannabis industry, please don't forget to check bensinga.com. And also there you will have a lot of updates about our upcoming events. Right, Abby?
Absolutely. Make sure to check those out. You won't want to miss them.
See you on the next one. We'll be right back.